Interview 5.
Since the accident, 42 people have died. Among them, helicopter pilots who flew suicide missions over the reactor, dropping boron and sand in a futile and ill-fated attempt to cool the molten core. Biorobots charged with clearing radioactive debris from the roof, firemen, and others killed by acute radiation poisoning from massive exposure immediately after the accident. What's still unknown is how many thousands have died or will die from cancer and other illnesses related to the disaster. And no one is at greater risk than the people who work inside the sarcophagus.
Right here it's about...
Only one American scientist has ever penetrated that world. Alexander Sitz spent 18 months at Chernobyl while he was a doctoral candidate at MIT.
What kind of radiation doses have these, have the scientists and the staff have been exposed to?
Well, tremendous ones.
Why do they do it, do you think?
Well, if I can paraphrase a line from Animal Farm, all the scientists are eccentric, but some are more eccentric than others. That's certainly the case there.
Can you give me an example?
In the sense that there's almost a love or kind of a challenge, a cowboy attitude, if you will,